This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Actor Nathan Chasing Horse, known for his role in Dances with Wolves, has been sentenced in Nevada to 37 years to life in prison after being convicted of sexually assaulting Indigenous women and girls. A jury found him guilty on 13 charges, mostly involving sexual abuse. Prosecutors say he used his position as a Lakota spiritual leader to gain trust and manipulate victims over many years. One woman, who was just 14 when the abuse began, told the court her childhood was taken from her. Chasing Horse was arrested in 2023 and has denied the charges. U.S. Forest personnel have been visiting Southeast Alaska communities to understand how residents want the Tongass National Forest used. The federal agency is doing a comprehensive revision on the Tongass National Forest Plan, which will guide long-term management. They're focusing on tribal, subsistence, recreation, tourism, and timber aspects. Forest Deputy Supervisor Barb Miranda with the Forest Service visited Wrangell last week and gave a brief presentation to community members.
Down in the lower 48, the towns, the wild places are surrounded by civilization. Here, it's the opposite. We have our communities that are surrounded by this wild place that provides us so much for our food, for our subsistence, and for our economies.
Miranda says the plan aims to balance ecological preservation and community needs. Towards the back of the room were activities where people could write down their thoughts and take a survey. Community members highlighted the importance of balancing commercial activities like logging and recreation with subsistence needs. Albert Reinhardt is the tribal administrator for the Wrangell Cooperative Association. He just finished an activity that had him identify the greatest subsistence harvest in a certain area of the Tongass.
Subsistence is important to a lot of our smaller communities, rural communities. If we're going to be planning anything, it should be to help those habitats prosper and have our subsistence game be available.
The current comprehensive plan for the Tongass was revised in 1997 and was last amended in 2016. The deadline for Southeast communities to comment is May 6th. The U.S. Forest Service plans to release a draft of the Environmental Impact Statement in November, with a 90-day comment period following. Additionally, they plan to release the final draft of the statement in the summer of 2027 and the final plan in January of 2028. This story was provided by KSTK's Colette Czarnecki. The Federal Subsistence Board last week voted to uphold Ketchikan's rural designation. That's after two tribal organizations on Prince of Wales Island submitted requests for reconsideration to the Federal Office of Subsistence Management last July. The Federal Subsistence Board voted in 2025 to reclassify Ketchikan from a non-rural status, allowing all residents to hunt and fish on federally managed lands and waters that were previously closed to them. That designation was challenged by Craig's tribe and Native Corporation. They said the board failed to fully consider the unintended consequences of allowing new subsistence hunters from Ketchikan to access POW's deer population. The Ketchikan Indian community was in favor of the rural designation and worked for years to get rights to federally regulated subsistence activities. The tribe argued that the rural designation allows its tribal citizens to exercise traditional subsistence practices. The vote to sustain Ketchikan's rural designation came in the final hours of the board's four-day wildlife regulatory meeting in Anchorage. The vote also followed an executive session on April 23rd to discuss the request for reconsideration. This story was provided by KRBD's Hunter Morrison. I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hear that? Tribal college faculty do so much, one can't say it all here. Nothing but respect. Visit mosttheorjobdescription.com. The American Indian College Fund supports this program.
Tribal Development Partners, helping tribes build toward their goals through 105L leasing and essential facility development. Empowering sovereignty, strengthening community. More at tribaldevpartners.com. Proud supporters of this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.